with Minister Lily Bead, and we are One Verse Prayer Ministry. Amen? When it comes to operating in the principles of the kingdom, Jesus gave us valuable information. Amen? The first scripture I'm coming to you with is from Mark 11, chapter verse 23 and 24. He tells us how to remove a mountain of adversity from your life. First, he tells us to have faith in God. Amen? You know the words say faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Verse 23 and 24 says, verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Amen? This morning we are talking about words. Words establish or change our circumstances. You know, a lot of people don't believe that, but I just finished reading it in Mark chapter 11, verse 23 and 24. You shall have what you say with your mouth. If you speak positive, it'll be positive. If you speak negative, it'll be negative. Amen? I tell my children all the time, even though they're grown, you have whatsoever you say with your mouth. Sometimes when we get angry, we open our mouth real quick because we're still human, and we say the wrong thing. But I learned to pray, telling God to put a guard at the door of my lips and a knife at my throat, because we're only human. Sometimes we want to tell people off, but we want to do it God's way. Amen? So we have to tell God, word our mouth. Tell us what to say, how to say, and when to say it, so it can give glory and honor to his name. Amen? You will notice that Jesus did not say to the mountain, you are getting bigger. I will never get over you. You will hinder me the rest of my life. But that is exactly what many people are saying, not knowing they are establishing the circumstances that rule their life. They are using the very principle that Jesus taught in reverse. Did you hear what I say? In reverse. They are establishing the adversity in their life, even by their praying. I know I've been there and done that. I don't want to do that anymore. Amen? As you begin to study and read your Bible, the Bible says study and show yourself approved. In order to get this, we got to keep studying. We can't give up. We can't put the Bible down. And we got to learn how to transform our mind. Amen? Have you ever prayed and said, Lord, I pray, but it's not getting any better. It's getting worse. Or I never get over this situation or this circumstance. This is exactly the opposite of what Jesus said to do. Guess what? You will never get over it. You will never get an answer as long as you keep saying that. We have to say what God said about the problem. In Luke 17 and 6, after the apostles had asked him to increase their faith, Jesus said, if you had faith as the grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. The Greek says, you would say it, and it would obey you. Notice, he didn't say a thing about giving them more faith. He's telling them how to plant their faith by saying, back to Mark 11, 23 and 24, you shall have what you say with your mouth. You must use what faith you have based on the authority of the word. Then it will grow. Amen? You must use them. And your faith is built by the words from your mouth. The word to say faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God. So the more you speak it and the more you hear it, the more your faith is increased. Amen? So you can't go wrong by speaking the word of God. Amen? You must use what faith you have heard Lord speaking that based on the authority of the word, then it will grow. And a mustard seed plant is a plant that you cannot hibernate. It will be mustard whatever you do to it. Amen? He said we all got faith as the grain of a mustard seed. My faith ain't no bigger than your faith. It's that we got to grow the faith that we got. And the mustard seed, I don't care how many plants you got, you can't change the mustard. I was in the store the other day, and they had some name for the mustard green. I said, now that look like a mustard, but it's not a mustard green. We don't want no fake faith. I want real mustard and cornbread. I don't want no fake. So the mustard green can't change. So can that faith. It cannot change. He say the same as a grain of mustard seed. We all got that faith. We just got to grow it. Amen? It will be mustard whatever you do to it. So Jesus was saying, if you have faith that will not change, you would say be removed. And the situation, the circumstance, or the innate object will obey you. Amen? The problem will come when you are saying, this is hindering me, and I will never get over it. Guess what? You will never get over it. I will have a problem with this the rest of my life. Sad. You are actually using your words to establish circumstance that will continue to hinder you. If you want to get over what you're in, change your thinking, like my pastor. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, and your mind is renewed through the word of God. So you got to change your way of thinking. We can't do it on our own, people. We got to have help from the Almighty God, and he have a roadmap laid out for us, the Holy Bible. Pick up your Bible, read it, and study it, and God will show himself strong. Amen? Then in Proverbs 18 and 20, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. You know, that's deep there. Like the young people say, that's deep. Whatever you want to be filled with, speak it. And I guarantee you it'll come to pass. You want it to be your heart and your belly to be filled with the word of God, speak the word. Not what the situation look like, but what you want it to become, or what you say God said it was going to be. Amen? Now let's take it into consideration what Paul said in Romans 10, 6, and 8. The righteous which is of faith speaketh on this wise. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth, and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Paul's statement seems to amplify Proverbs 18 and 20. A man's belly should be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. You want satisfaction? I don't care how much of stuff you speak that's going on in the world, you still will never be satisfied. You want complete satisfaction? Speak what the word of God said about you. Speak the word and put the word in your heart and watch it manifest and come to life. I believe the word belly is referring to the human spirit, the innermost man, the real man, the you, the heart. Amen. In other words, your spirit will be satisfied with what you say. Proverbs 18 and 14 says the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. You know, some people get sick and have certain disease, cancer, high blood pressure, heart trouble, or whatever. I believe. If you speak the word, he said he was bruised for our transgression, wounded for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace is up on him, and by his stripes we already heal. When you begin to speak that word, the weapon that the enemy has brought up on you will not form. It has to go away because you're speaking what God said about you, not the world. Amen? The Hebrew word sustained, found in Strong Concordance, where you find it in other places. To keep in, to maintain, contain, feed, hold again, nourish, to make provision, receive, sustain, to provide substance. It is evident from these scriptures that if we have what we say, believe and doubt not in our heart, then our innermost being, which is the spirit man, is satisfied with the fruit of our mouth, and we will be filled with what we say. This is a formula for blessing if it is used correctly, a formula for disaster if not applied correctly. Amen.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Minister Lily Bead, and I will be praying for us. Today, I am praying a prayer of acknowledgement, submission, and position. Amen. This prayer is like a declaration over our lives. The prayer, when you pray a prayer of acknowledgement, that means you are acknowledging who God is. And the prayer of submission means you are submitting to who God is. And you will be in the right position to receive the blessings of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father God, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. We acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the preeminent one who we acknowledge has all authority and power in heaven and earth over, in, and through our lives. We willfully bow, surrender, and submit all areas of our lives. All that we are that we have unto you, Heavenly Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the one true and living God, creator of heaven and earth, under your lordship, my Lord, Savior, and Master. We renew and give our total alliance to you, Lord Jesus Christ, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, fresh and anew today and for the rest of our lives. To do your work, to do your will, and obey you at all times. We give our permission, our life, and all that is in it as a living sacrifice unto you, which is our reasonable service, that first and foremost, all that we are would be a glory, honor, and a praise unto you, Heavenly Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in Jesus Christ's holy name. We commit our life and all that is in it to do your good works and to have and be in your total desire, will, way, and presence. We will, we are, and we will be transformed into your total likeness by your might and power in Jesus Christ's holy name. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of our lives. We give it to you for eternity, and we ask you, Lord, to bind all that we are to all that you are in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord, extend yourself through us in all areas of our lives fully and completely, that we will be a glory and an honor and a praise unto you. We declare and we decree and declare you to be on the throne of our lives in and over all areas of our lives. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of our faith. In all, through all, and above all, our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We want to thank our listening audience this morning. To correspond with this ministry, for our contact information, 318-729-0860 or 318-623-9503. Tune in every Monday morning from 9:30 to 9:45. Until then, God bless and keep you. Have a blessed day.
The Wade Hampton Show will be right back.
It's time to elect a new sheriff for Rapides Parish. Sheriff Hilton is retiring and would like to see his legacy continued. Vote your conscience. Use your voice. There's a solid, caring friend, Mark Wood. Mark Wood has fought to stop drugs in our parish. He cares about our youth, and Mark Wood has often proven it. His door will always be open, and he will listen. Sponsored by concerned citizen Mark Wood, candidate for Rapides Parish Sheriff.
Get ready for something new. Introducing Uncle Ugg.